Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. This is Showing Up for Dailies, Prayer Igniter to Start Your Day. Showing Up for Dailies is taken from the model of prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew chapter 6. And in verse 11, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Scripture also refers to our Lord as the bread of life in John 6. So we show up daily to receive of him, to worship him, to acknowledge him, to surrender to him, to get wisdom and knowledge from him, and to be healed and delivered by him. Not only does he supply our physical sustenance, our daily bread, he also sustains us in our entirety. So we show up, amen, to the glory and the honor of God. Our scripture today is from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 10. Pray without ceasing, saints. Glory to God. Please note that this program will end abruptly so that you may continue to pray and move heaven. This series is a weekday fire starter, your day going in prayer. God bless. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, all glory, all glory, all glory. All glory and all honor to you this morning, Lord God. Oh, God of heaven, hallelujah. Oh, God of heaven, we give you glory and we give you honor. We give you glory and we give you honor. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy is the Lord. 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 And righteous is his name. Holy is the Lord. And righteous is your name. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory and I give you praise. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. From the depths of my soul, I give you thanks, oh, God. From the depths of my soul, Spirit, I give you thanks, Lord Jesus. Oh, my soul, Lord God, does magnify you, Lord Jesus. My soul does magnify you, Lord God. With all, Lord God, that I have within me, I give you thanks this morning. With all that is within me, Lord God, I am grateful, Lord God, for every breath in my body. I'm grateful, Lord God, for arising from my bed this morning. I'm grateful, Lord God, for another opportunity to thank you, Lord Jesus. Another opportunity to say yes, Lord. Another opportunity, Lord God, to arise, Lord Jesus. I give you glory, God. Oh, Lord, the glory is yours, Lord God. The glory is yours, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, before time was, Lord God, to the ending of time, Lord God, until eternity, Lord God, the glory is yours, Lord God. Oh, Lord, if I was unable to say another word, the glory would still be yours. The glory is yours, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I give you the praise and I give you the honor, Lord God. Glory, 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 Lord Jesus. Holy and righteous is your name, O God. Hallelujah. Glory and righteousness is yours, Lord God. I bow before you, Lord God. I bow prostrate before your presence, O God. I humbly submit myself to you. I surrender all that I am into your presence right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. I humbly submit myself into your presence, O God, as I come before you, recognizing, Lord God, that you are God and there is no other. You are the true and the living, the omnipotent, the omniscient, oh God, you are He, our Creator. Oh God, you are the only one. Oh God, and I give you reverence this morning. I bow in your presence. I thank you, oh God. Thank you, God. Oh Lord, I thank you for all that you are and all that you've done. I thank you, Lord God. for bread on my table. I thank you, Lord God, for a roof over my head. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping me. I thank you, Lord God, for salvation in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. Hey, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that I am a child of God. I thank you, Lord God, that I am elected. I thank you that I was chosen. I thank you, Lord God, for spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I thank you that I am redeemed. I thank you, Lord God, that I am never without hope. I give you glory, oh God. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for all of the nations all over the earth, Lord God, and I ask that you bless each and every nation under the sun this morning. Lord God, I ask that you bless each and every people under the sun this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord God, that you breathe the breath of life, Lord God, into every person, Lord God, that is on a ventilator this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every person in a hospital this morning, Lord, breathe the breath of life, Lord God, and let your healing virtue flow, Lord God, in every person, Lord God, with every condition, every affliction, any sickness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your spirit go forth, Lord God, in every cell of that body. Move right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and let them arise from their sick bed through your power and your might. Arise, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that I feel your presence and you hear me when I pray. I give glory and honor to you, oh, God. It is because of you and only you. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, as I humbly submit myself and pray unto you, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you move, Lord God, upon each and every one of us, Lord God, and teach us, Lord God, how to love like you. Lord, I'm asking that you teach each and every one of us how to love like you love, Lord God. Teach us how to love like you love, Lord God, just as it is written, Lord God, in Corinthians, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Lord, teach us how to love like you. Lord, your word says love is patient, Lord God. Our patience, Lord God, and we see it so much, Lord God, during this time of this pandemic. Lord, when people are so impatient, Lord God, we fight over toilet paper, Lord God. We see it in the media, Lord God. People are impatient. They push each other. They shove each other, Lord God. They're yelling and screaming at each other. They're unkind and they're impatient. Father God, in the name of Jesus, move in us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to see, Lord God, that we need each other, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help us to see our own humanity. Help us to see, Lord God, that we need each other. Help us to see the enemy behind the curtain. Help us to see, Lord God, that we're not warring with flesh and blood. Help us to see, Lord God, that there's a demonic presence that wants us to rip each other apart, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let your love, Lord God, let your love move us, Lord God. Open our hearts and open our minds, Lord God, to see, Lord God. Open our hearts and open our minds to see. Father God, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord God. Open our eyes, Lord God. Open our eyes. Open our eyes this morning, especially the household of faith, Lord God, especially the household of faith that is not without guilt this morning, Lord God. But your word says that love is patient and love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not arrogant. Love does not dishonor others. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. And it never fails. Oh, Lord God, I thank you for that kind of love. You, the love that you have for us, Lord God, is without conditions. It's without borders. It's without boundaries. It's without limits, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I pray, Lord God, I'm praying this morning, Lord God, because the love that we have for one another is imperfect. And I am just as guilty, Lord God, as those that I pray for. And I'm asking, Lord God, that you heal us, Lord. I repent in your presence this morning as I come before you, Lord God.
Oh, Lord God, and I repent, Lord God, for our national sins, Lord God. I repent for us all, Lord God, and ask, Lord God, that my brothers and sisters, Lord, repent along with me, Lord God, that we might come into your presence and even come together, Lord God, and do this better and take this day and take this time, Lord God, to come before you and ask you, Lord, to wash us in your presence, Lord God. Wash us in your love, Lord God, and show us how to love like you, Lord God. Lord God, show us, Lord God, to love by your spirit, Lord God. As a matter of fact, to surrender, Lord God, ourselves to you so that we can take up the mind of Christ, Lord God, and get rid of this thing that we have. Get rid of our old heart and take up the heart of Christ, Lord God, because it's your heart that we need, Lord God. We need to die in your presence and you become more and more alive in us, Lord God. Let us decrease, Lord God, that you might increase, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that's why Paul said that we needed to mortify our flesh, Lord God, because this flesh of ours is so ugly, Lord, and we see it better and better, Lord God, as we go forth in this pandemic. Although we see a lot of goodness, Lord God, we also see a lot of ugly. Lord, and when crisis takes place, we always see what is on the inside, Lord. So it always lets us know what's there, which makes us know that it's a good thing and it's also a bad thing when crisis comes forth because we see what's there. Oh, Lord God, help us, Lord. Lord, as you have us feel, Lord, as our nations are reopening, as our states are reopening, Father God, let us consider. Let us consider our ways. Let us consider our positioning. Let us consider our relationships, Lord God. Let us consider our place in you. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God. Let us decrease, Lord God, so that you might increase. Wash us, Jesus. Wash us in your blood this morning. Wash us in your love this morning. Wash us, Jesus. Wash us, Lord God. Wash us as we wait in your presence. Wash us, Lord God. Wash us, Lord God. Wash us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Wash every guilty stain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Wash us, Lord God. Wash our guiltiness, Lord God, that we be guilty no more, Lord God. Wash us, Lord God. Truly, Lord God, if you wash us, we shall be clean. Oh, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, because when we come into your presence and you do wash us, we are clean indeed, and we are guilty no more. Glory, 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 and I give you glory, oh God. I thank you, Lord, because cleanliness and godliness is what you do, hallelujah, because when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we praise you, Lord God, because you hear us when we pray, and you do cleanse us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for hearing us when we pray. I thank you, Lord God, for hearing us. I thank you, Lord God, for washing us. Oh, Lord, continue to wash us, Lord God, and teach us, Lord God, how to love ourselves and how to love you and how to love our neighbor. Teach us, Lord, how to love you with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our strength. Lord God, teach us how to do it, Lord God, your way. How to love you your way, Lord God, and how to love ourselves and how to love our neighbors with everything that we have. Teach us, Lord, how to put others before ourselves, God, like your word says. Teach us your way, Lord God, as we wait in your presence, as we wait in your presence.